Preacher, J-Mac, and Fro.
Listen to the right dudes right now.
PlayHype.com.
If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. PlayHype.com, nigga.
Yo! What's poppin'? What's good, y'all? What's poppin', everybody that's out there? What's up in the chat, man?
Yes, sir.
And y'all can fuck with us for false advertising, man. We had Joe Budden. We had a tentative, though. We had it in parentheses.
I had to put a tentative.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, man. Joey, shout out to Joe, man. He had, I know y'all saw the fucked up finger. Everybody noticed the bad thumb.
Yep.
Yeah, so he had surgery on that shit today. And he woozy as fuck.
Which we didn't find out till, I swear to God, a half hour ago.
That's
she said
it.
He's drugged
up. I said, put the motherfucker on there. While he high.
I should text
her.
He
be
and
all biking it up and shit and be talking. That should be. I can guarantee we get some quotables.
He'd be like, yeah, to hear his ass. Man, you don't even know.
Shit. I wish we could have got that. But nah, man. Joey, he's resting up. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I hope he heal up real quick. And we already in the works to line that up for the next episode, which should be on a Saturday, I believe. And we trying to get Fro back in the building. So,
yes, sir.
Next shit should be a goddamn extravaganza. Should be live. Oh, man. So, with that said, we're fucking freestyling today.
Yep.
I already put it out there in the chat. QB was like, freestyle equals niggas not doing pre-show prep.
Who said that?
QB. I was like, you bastard. I was like, yeah, we playing, man. We really did. But, man, just shit, you know how it is. You know how the whole business is, man. Fuck, dude. Before we got started with this, I never knew how much shit goes on with shuffling schedules. People shit popping up the last minute, rescheduling. So it's all part of the game. But regardless, we kind of left stuck, but we still got some good shit coming for y'all. For y'all video game motherfuckers out there, we got CJ. They've been broadcasting live from the E3, which is the biggest gaming convention. So for all y'all 360 playing motherfuckers, I know it's a lot of y'all. We're going to be checking in with him.
Yep, CJ from ConsoleKings.com.
Console Kings. We or may not have Playboy Trey. We trying to see it. It depends on how long the show lasts, basically. So we'll see if we get to that. Yo, go ahead and tell about the shit, man.
Yo, we got Method Man, Red Man, Blackout 2.
No doubt, man.
What you think's going to happen to
Blend
that?
Blend it or bump it. We keeping it going, but this time that shit will be coming up after the podcast. We not going to mix it in with all of our indie shit, man. We decided we didn't like how the Eminem shit played out, so we doing a little bit different. So stick with us in the live portion of the show. We will be reviewing that.
Yes, sir.
The Blend Tech will either get fed or that shit will either go up and get hung on somewhere on our glorious fucking wall, our wall of fame here.
Yo, we didn't talk about this last time, but we got a bag.
Of pieces. The bag of bits.
We're keeping notes of every CD we grind up. This bag is gonna progressively get fuller.
Heck yeah.
As we burn shit like Flo Rida and Soulja Boy and
I like
shit
to
like
mail that shit off to the labels too after we done with it one day. Just get the shit nice and full and send it to fucking Interscope for a Christmas present. That shit would be a fucking beautiful fucking thing, dude. I'm not lying. Let's get shit kicked off, though, man. Eminem is still involved in the chat. We're going to talk real quick on his sales and how people still want to talk about it. So we're going to address it real brief coming back. This shit right here, though, is the Exile Experience. GA represent. Let's get this shit kicked off right, man. Hoodhype.com, episode 91. Yo!
No. Chronic got me coughing, count that money off, fit it on my noggin. A-town partner, Chronic got me coughing, count that money off, fit it on my noggin. A-town partner, my way, my way, yeah, I did it my way. Fuck the other side, get your money, that's why I say my way, yeah, I did it my way. See me in the fast lane, rolling on the highway. I could do this all day, rolling down the parkway, bumping Bob Marley, boy, smoother than Parquet. Padre, yeah, your boy is pausing. When I'm busting off, I scream it loud and make them all say, A-Town, I shout it like I found it. If there's heaven for a G, I hope it isn't crowded. Me scared, doubted, mama didn't allow it. Had to put my dukes up, nigga snatch your $2 for your school lunch. I came home many days bruised up. Fast forward, got my crew and my loot up. Traded in my dukes, now I'm double deuced up. Running from the cops in my black turbo booster. Zoom, then I'm gone. Chilling with your bitch and I just get blown. Home sweet home, where the brave roam. A fitted on my head, yeah, I got the Georgia Dome. It's home, Chronic got me coughing, count that money often. Fitted on
on my noggin. A-town partner, Chronic got me coughing. Count that money off, fit it on my noggin. A-town partner, my way, my way. Yeah, I did it my way. Fuck the other side, get your money, that's what I say. My way, my way. Yeah, I did it my way. See me in the fast lane, rolling on the highway.
No seeds, no sticks. Don't you believe in miracles? Smell it through the sack. Fiends get hysterical. Mornings with my stereo. Honey nut Cheerios. Catch me in your area. The wolf is in the stereo. Aviator frames, yeah, I'm Mario. Like short nigga ball out to six niggas carry you. Haters wanna bury you. I just let water carry do heavy work. Yeah, I know that I'm not scaring you. Just preparing you. And switch the topic when I rock it. Bitches wanna take a ride. Set them on the rocket. Yeah, you meet a bitch. Then you take a hostage. Yeah, I meet a bitch. Then I make a profit. Then a hair, then a there. Hitty bitty skirt. Yeah, baby, let me under there. Say it loud and clear. I walk a green mile. I bought my cream pie. In the booth, rocking the classic. And then meanwhile, Chronic got me coughing. Count that money off. Fit it on my noggin. A-town partner. Chronic got me coughing. Count that money off. Fit it on my noggin. A-town partner. My way, my way. Yeah, I did it my way. Fuck the other side. Get your money. That's what I say. My way, my way. Yeah, I did it my way. See me in the fast lane. Rolling on the highway. Damn, it's a banger, man. When a nigga bring a slang. Make dames wanna stray. Hang like orangutans. From the vine. And I'm feeling fine. What you saying, man? If you talking about the A, ain't nobody greater, man. Niggas be pressing on my buttons like the Sega thing. And I'm quick to spill Kool-Aid out of haters' face. If the day should come, let my body dripping wet. And I'm smoking Arizona and your bitches on my set. In the club, back a fool, throwing bottles on my wet. And I bet you ain't ever gonna admit, I admit. And I lose my bullets, man, one by one. When them horses hungry, yeah, they must say, oh Lord, oh, why must I stay come? But I should never run, I serve them red rum. Many say they soldiers and rep the battlefield. Rocking dough tags, but mine's a real. Chronic got me coughing, count that money off, fit it on my noggin. A-town partner, Chronic got me coughing, count that money off, fit it on my noggin. A-town partner, my way, my way, yeah, I did it my way. Fuck the other side, get your money, that's what I say. My way, my way, yeah, I did it my way. See me in the fast lane, rolling on the highway. Something new. Yes, sir. Southside.
Yo, the Exile Experience, excuse me. The Exile Experience.
Dude, I got my noggin on my fitted, too.
Yeah, he, yo. That shit.
Am I fitted on my noggin? That shit's hot, dude.
Yes, sir.
God damn.
Yes, indeed, man. Representing Atlanta, GA, myspace.com/TrueExile. Sweatbox Productions on that beat, man.
Damn.
I had to go with that one to kick it off, man.
No doubt.
Shit had good energy. I'm like, yes, we need this one. We need that shit.
Yo. What up, internet?
Heck, shit, what's good with the internet, man? We got some feedback real quick to jump to.
Yes, sir.
And I knew feedback was gonna be coming off of the M shit. We had the YouTube video. A couple people commented on there was hating.
They were too. There's crazy Eminem lovers, man. Oh my god, man.
Yeah. Go ahead and hit the first feedback, man.
First one we got was from, well, it was the only one that I saw on Twitter, where somebody said, "I couldn't believe the relapse dust that you two made. That's a damn shame." My vote was for Medicine Ball for the banger of the CD. Which I'll give, that is one of the bangers of the CD.
I like that one. That's one of the ones that I thumbed up too.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's cool.
But sorry, it wasn't our vote. Yeah. It was not our vote. I put in my vote.
All the hate that I kicked in, I didn't even vote. You know what I'm saying? I talked all that shit, and I didn't even get online during the whole thing to get my
vote
in.
Nah. Man, ain't you a motherfucker? You probably would have thrown it. No, wait, you would have went up something.
That's it. It would have got chopped regardless. shit. After that, what's that? Pat
313 from DetroitRap.com. Yeah. Said what's up.
Said what's good.
And AEBSR holding it down for Hood Hype on Twitter like a motherfucker.
No doubt. And then apologies real quick to Jagged.
Yep.
We had a little slight mix up on the front page. Usually the winner from the, previous episode gets posted up on the front.
Yep.
We got shit out of order for a second, so... But
I'll take the blame for that. But make sure you check her out at myspace.com/jaggedmusic. And Jagged is spelled G-H-A-G-G-E-D. That's Jagged Music. Check it out.
No doubt, man. She had good shit, so she's up there now. It's all corrected, but back on Eminem, because people in the chat still today, man.
Kevy Kev's asking you right now.
Yeah, we can't get off this guy. That shit, pause. Made me pause my fucking self. But yeah, we just can't get off the topic. I mean, it's...
You're on M like Bruno's ass.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. As a matter of fact, because...
But...
All right, man. Now, see, to me, it's already kind of leaked. I thought... I'm going to go on record. I said that shit was staged from...
You
the
did.
First time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't, though. A lot of people, because he got up in a, what did they say? Eminem left in a huff.
I bought it, though. When I saw it.
Get the fuck out of here.
When I saw it, he was like, get him the fuck off of me. Get him the fuck off. The way the dude was reacting.
He cussed. But come on.
Nobody swung an arm. That was the thing that gave it away for me. Nobody took a swing.
Yeah, that's the giveaway, because all the D12 was right. They all, like, they swung him.
Here, spin him.
Yeah.
Let's give him a spin.
Yeah, like I said, they spun him in a circle.
Exactly.
If that shit happened in any real environment, man, he would have got fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire beat out his ass. I swear to God, he would have got it real bad, man. And they ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? They spun him, and he got up and left. I'm like, oh, that's publicity stunt. Because, I mean, basically, you remember the Triumph shit. They like fucking with him. It's a good thing. It gets publicity. Everyone gets interested. So he's a little poster boy for award show shit. That's what they use him for. I mean, it was
what would you do, clever. Though? What would you do?
What's that?
If somebody's ass got dropped in your face like that, seriously, would you just push away and back off? Or would you push away, back off, and start kicking the shit out of them?
It'd have been a felony.
You think so?
Yeah, it'd have been a felony. Some type of felony, some type of way. I don't know what I would have done. Something greater than assault and battery. I would have grabbed whatever object was within my reach. And fucking, I mean, dude, he had his fucking balls on your
dude,
fucking
right on your neck.
Ass cheeks in your face. Yeah, I mean, fucking, shouts to Soul.com, man. They've been representing for us, showing us lots of love.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, I hate going to the site for this week, because as soon as you click on her, the first picture in the upper left-hand corner is butt cheeks. That's all you see is Bruno's ass. It's Eminem like this, and it's butt cheeks. That's a bad, yo, that's bad, dog.
The dude don't give a shit. If he agreed to that,
he's a crazy
he just does not give a fuck anymore.
I mean, Lil Wayne said, he's like, whatever, I guess that's cool. I mean, what do you say? I don't know. I mean, you got to be a crazy ass dude to let that shit happen.
Maybe he's a gay rapper.
Shouts to his creativity, I guess. But God damn, dog. Man. What would you have done?
Man, honestly.
Butt cheeks has come down just
I mean, just out of pure self-defense, I probably would have just started swinging to defend myself. Not in a way like, I'm going to kick your ass. Just like. What the fuck's happening?
To if me, I didn't first see off, coming, I'll see your dude. I mean, they saw him
well,
coming
if he's coming down.
Down. I'd have moved, first off. I'd
yeah, like, that's oh, a good point. No,
not,
I would have got up. That's exactly
you're
what I would have done.
On me.
I would have got up out of my seat and moved over three seats. Yeah. That's what I would have done. And being like, what? Look at this motherfucker.
Actually, what the chatter say? I'm curious to get some of the feedback from these people. I'm not sure if you can see any of it, but yeah. What they saying?
QB said it didn't stop Buck from stabbing a dude right in the back.
Actually, Buck ain't give a fuck, man. Hey, shit.
Or stabbing a dude a while back, and then Kevy Kev's like, J-Mac would be like, excuse me. I would. I'd be courteous. I'd be like, excuse me. I need to get out of the way. There's an ass.
I can see that, too.
There's a cock and balls coming in my direction. I need to move.
Pardon me.
Excuse me.
Nah,
excuse me.
Yeah, and I'm with you. My first reaction, if I see him coming down, yeah, it wouldn't have been no foul. I would have got up and would have been like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
I would have been laughing. But... if he had somehow landed on me with his head on my penis and ass in my face, somehow, some way, yeah, it'd have been a problem. It wouldn't have been right. But man, that shit crazy. So now though, let's get to the technical shit. Now this is what I don't even like. What is that shit?
That's the fucking hardware. Go ahead.
It's okay. I don't even like talking about sales. But I'm going to discuss it because...
Fuck sales.
No. But when we brought him up, it became relevant for whatever reason. People wanted to use that as part of an argument. Not saying you, but I'm saying, yeah, maybe you. I can't remember if you did or not. But with Eminem, sales is always an issue. He sold 600,000 first week.
Right.
Round of applause for finishing number one. If you came in first place...
You need to eat some crow on that too. Continue. No, you were saying you hope. You
I
were
said,
hoping.
I hope he doesn't sell well.
Anyway, so all right, go ahead.
And to me, though, hold on. But by these standards, that ain't really well for Eminem. I mean, 600 first week? That ain't what Kanye did first week. That ain't what Weezy did first week. Keep in mind, we talking about the all-time hip-hop sales king. I mean, this is a
what
dude.
Did Weezy do?
I believe it was like 8. And I think Kanye did a mil.
Wow.
Or 980 or 980.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the number one album of this year. I mean, he gets that. He gets that.
Yeah, he gets that. I mean, so
what
I
kills me is he. This is what sucks for this dude.
He's supposed to be the king, right?
He's supposed to be the king, but like you think about sales? Think about you. You think about Weezy, and then you think about M in comparison to their marketing and shit.
Yeah.
M's been getting pushed. Weezy didn't get pushed nearly as hard as M
not
did.
Not at all. Not even
so
close.
So that doesn't say shit for Eminem.
That's
man.
Me. I mean, so I mean, I'm not going. I don't want to. I'm tired of being labeled the hater. The you know the M hater.
No,
if
you're
here,
fair.
If you was here
I mean,
last episode, I was called nigger and everything else because of the topic. But you know what I'm saying? It's the compressor. Shit
it is
cutting off. But yo, regardless. You reboot the shit.
Yeah, go
that was
ahead.
Quick. Look at you, fast ass motherfucker. But no, regardless, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to be labeled. I'm just saying, to me, by M standards, compared to what he's done previously, it's got to be somewhat of a failure. I'm sure Interscope is going to come. They're going to take the market. Going by the market, this is a great
success.
Yeah, and then by the market, it is. But he's supposed to transcend the market. He's supposed to be bigger than the market, right?
Right, right, right.
Because he's supposed to, you know. He's yeah. If there's ever a fucking the champion for the CD buyer, the you know under 18 white market, that's him. So to me, the 600,000, I mean, that ain't really that great.
That ain't
it's okay,
shit.
But it ain't what it's used to.
You know what he didn't do? He didn't make music for the women. I bet you if he would have made songs for the women,
yeah, he's
he probably
talking about raping
did.
Them bitches too. Yeah,
hell yeah. He probably would have did 900,000 if he would have done.
But when
songs
has
for the
he
women.
Made CDs for women? Ever? Never. Superman, please.
Yeah, Superman.
Yeah, I put you on an anthrax on a Tampax and slap you till you can't stand. Yeah, that's really for the women, Mac. Yeah, he ain't for the women. He ain't never been for the women. Get that fucking angle out of here. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm done on the topic. I'm gonna leave him alone. Let him do him. Enjoy the 600 grand. He sold another 200 this year, so this week, so he's at 800,000 so far for the release, which you know. I ain't gotta tell you that that's way, way below what he's done on previous projects.
Yeah, but how many did he do? How many did he do?
He had one album. He had like 1.5 in the first week.
Yeah, but what year was that?
I want to say like the 04 or 05. But let's not act like that was the 90s when CD sales was really cracking. I mean, he's had big success in the post.
94, 95. I mean, that was when Pac was doing big.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't put him into that category. He's had the huge numbers in the 2000s, like in the era where downloading was ruining shit, he's still been able to sell like 6 million, 7 million records.
Yeah.
This ain't on track for that, dude. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, like, you know how the spike goes downward.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, like, we can probably go the first month, he won't be at a million. He'll probably be at like 900,000 next week. He'll probably hit a million in week four, and then after that, he'll probably just.
What do you got to do? Charts. What do you got to do to be successful then in the record industry nowadays?
I don't even want to know.
You don't even want to talk about it.
I'm just saying he's making music directed. He's catering to these motherfuckers, and he still ain't doing what it do.
Yeah, I mean,
Wayne catered to a certain extent, and he's so big, he's so through the roof. Kanye. I can't even say Kanye. I don't know what Kanye. I can't even say he caters. He just does what he does, and whether it's weird, hip hop or whack, whatever the fuck you want to call it, he still sells.
Yeah, somebody in the chat said M already had a big, big fan base. But what kills me is where the fuck was his fan base for this album?
They didn't come out like they used to. Maybe they're getting older. I don't know.
That's a good point. 50 did 700.
Yeah, that whole Interscope campus declined. Now I'm wondering what's Dre gonna do. When he debuted.
I wish we could get Bobby on the phone again.
I wish, shit.
Somebody's talking shit in the chat. I want to talk to Bobby Creekwater.
You talking shit about Bobby?
Yeah, they were saying he was dropped.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I want to hear, though. So let's get to this DMB, though, while we wait. Maybe shit'll drop. We got CJ coming or no? It's still on hold.
We'll see.
We'll see. This whole episode is we'll see, Dad.
It's Freestyle Friday.
Detroit,
on Wednesday.
In the field. And that's the real rap. Cause this is real rap. Without the pot still bubbles, yeah, it's real crack. Relax, feel bad. And that's the real rap. No beef, still rap. But we still packs. And that's the real rap. My life is marketless. We're on fire. And the arson is rocking. Parkers and carnages while I'm parking my car again. Who out of there? No need for discussion or arguments. This life a fact. Yeah, I'm loving it. The top of a bubble. And it seems just like a dream. We're cashing out on pinky rings. We're more styling than stylistic. Still young, black, and gifted. Wishing for better days. From seeing niggas hit from bullets that was straight from some other nigga beat. From another nigga heat. My life is priceless, so them Jordans was cheap. Think about it. See a nigga one day, then you eat in the ring about it. Everything.
this game. It ain't no handbook, nigga. This for my real niggas that stand tall and walk straight. Never shed a tear when they facing the case. The dope game is a fad, nigga. Everybody talking about they got that bag, nigga. That shit is bad, nigga. That shit is bad.
It's just real rap without the pot still bubble. Yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back. And that's the real rap. No thief still rap, but we seal packs. And that's the real rap. Cause this is real rap without the pot still bubble. Yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back. And that's the real rap. No thief still rap, but we seal packs. And that's the real rap. Cause this is real rap.
I spread that raw hype, I get it in all night. But you can see my soul glow. We famous but unknown. Very particular about my vehicular. When I ride, I keep my better half on the right. Clutching a 40 while I'm at the light. Wondering why these niggas watered down like Coors Light. That's my position. Hoping and wishing that y'all will listen while I'm on the mission to get it popping like a stripper position. The boy is gifted. Real rapping for the niggas trapping and whatnot. We spread out like buckshots for the buckshots. Stepping away and get buckshots for bucks. I can, you can get it for the right stock. Yeah, I'm quite hot. Bubble like Uday in the right pot. I'm all in the right spot. Killing the game, digging the right plot. Peel back, get in line, witness my growth. And I'ma show you how we get in this show. Dope, cause this is
real rap. Without the pot still bubble, yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back, and that's the real rap. No thief still rap, but we seal packs. And that's the real rap, cause this is real rap. Without the pot still bubble, yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back, and that's the real rap. No thief still rap, but we seal packs. And that's the real rap, cause this is real rap.
That mix should never blow. But what it seems to me is these niggas very hoes. So when I spit, you better duck. Quack, quack, motherfuckers. Hip-hop back, motherfuckers. Backpack over the champion hoodie. Proceed, shall we? Muscle bound Mustang, Mitch Shelby. I spit hell flames, fuck a nigga tell me. I gotta eat, fuck the law, jail me. Black Prezi in the office, will he save us? Maybe. Show me how to get that double black, maybe. And just maybe, your words have changed me. But I ain't tripping. History in the making. History that we making. This rap shit for the taking. Mitch Money about to take it. DMB about to take it. Until you have spitting niggas, stop faking. And let these real niggas make it.
This is real rap. Without the pot still bubble, yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back. And that's the real rap. No beef, still rap, but we seal packs. And that's the real rap. Cause this is real rap. Without the pot still bubble, yeah, it's real crack. Relax, peel back. And that's the real rap. No thief still rap, but we still rap. And that's the real rap. Cause this is real rap.
Love the D, baby.
What up, though?
Shout the fuck out to my hometown.
God damn.
Still love y'all, man.
What up, Dope
DMB
Detroit?
Right there with real rap, man. Representing where else? The motherfucking 313. MySpace.com/stateyourbiz.
Yo, dude, if I could listen to tracks like that constantly.
You be on
a loop. That's it. We need to make. We will talk about this. We need to make a mixtape. That's it. I'm going to make a decision to personally take on that challenge.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more later, though.
No doubt, man. Right now, though, we got a the member of the family that ain't been here for a minute. Frozen. Fro.
Did we lose him?
You gone, bro?
He's talking. He's talking, and we... Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Hold on, Fro. Real quick. You're going to have to rewind.
Hold on.
Mac over there doing technical shit.
Hold on.
Yeah, man. Miss this guy.
I don't know. I can't hear him.
Real?
Technical fucking difficulties. He's patched through. Hold on. We'll cut this out. Please hold. That was a fucking lackluster.
Man, what's going on with that? I ain't touched nothing. Turned on.
What's going on? Wow. Bro, we're gonna have to call you back, man.
Yeah, we gotta call back.
Mac, man, fucked it up.
Yeah, ain't that a bitch?
That is a bitch.
We'll find out what happened.
God damn it,
man.
God damn it.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
Bro, man, god damn it. Well, if we got someone calling in like we were just talking about,
yeah,
this problem needs to be fixed immediate.
Well,
fucking
leave. I'm waiting on a text. We'll see what happens. But right. So man, new shit though. I want to talk about these super groups, and this is touching on something which we're gonna get to Joe when we talk to him, whether it's next episode or whenever. But man,
definitely,
it seemed like Slaughterhouse got the whole hip-hop was kind of like, you know, realized like, oh shit, yeah, the group.
But everybody been me. I. Niggas from groups then broke out and then went solo. And all you've ever had the last couple years is other solo cats is coming up out of the woodwork. But the group is kind of falling by the wayside, at least the talented group. There's some groups out there that's just...
Who was the last group?
The last group that's what?
Like
that the
was last any good? Group
that was... I mean, there's been plenty of good ones, but they're ones that have been here for years.
Who was the last one? Wu-Tang was the last one, weren't they? Wu-Tang was the last one where it was like they fizzled away.
And there's UGK, Outkast, too many groups.
Oh, yeah, Outkast.
There's a billion groups. So I'm saying, but I'm talking about as far as new. There ain't been no new groups on the scene in a long fucking time.
Who is the fucking... Every week or what's every that? Show in the chat, we always get this G-Unit dick riding motherfucker comes back every single time.
Why?
I don't know.
What's his name?
It's just a random
username. It's a random username?
It may not be the same person. It's always like somebody is on G-Unit like
let's do an experiment. What does he want us to go see? Maybe if we go there once, this motherfucker will stop. What is he at a link?
No. It's just like we're talking about groups. G-Unit!
Hey, G-Unit guy. Post a link real quick.
To what?
Seriously. I don't give a fuck. You know it's going to be the This Is 50. Come on, man. You on notice. Post a link, bro. Come on with it. Real quick. I'm tired of getting interrupted by this random G-Unit nonsense. Seriously, what the fuck meaningful has come out of that camp in like 2 years? So if y'all got something good, paste it in. Let's go. I'm waiting, dog. Come on. I'm not saying shit.
Get off G-Unit's cock six.
This is 50.com. Is that the same dude?
There you go. No, it's Cavi Kev, man.
Oh, that ain't
Kev. No. That's it. I don't know, man. Fuck it. I don't
go
know.
Go to it.
This is 50?
Yeah, just go ahead. Can you do it on that computer without fucking shit?
Why?
I just want to see. What the fuck is so good? Is this just a fan bitch or is this a marketing guy or something? He got my attention. Shouts to you.
Serious? Am I doing this?
Actually, hold on. Yeah, shouts to you.
Tony Ayo's new mixtape, Swine Flu.
Oh, that's what we looking for?
Yeah, go download it.
hold on, man. All right, dude, I'm back in the chat. I'm waiting for you to tell me what I'm supposed to be seeing. I hope that ain't it. I'm waiting, dog. I'm going to give you a few more seconds of...
It's Tony Ayo.
Yeah, this is your 15 seconds of fame, homie.
It's Tony Ayo on the phone.
No, we know it wasn't you, Kev. It's all good. It's random G-Unit guy. I'm waiting to see what we supposed to go to.
That shit's funny.
Well, it's hot.
Fuck
and
it.
I'm not seeing shit, so I'm fucking done.
All right.
Now, God is in the building. Now, God, if you on your job, God will banish this motherfucker from the land of Eden. Kick him out. He's ghosts. Anymore, this is 50 shit. It's a done deal.
It was just one person, man. God
damn. It's all good. No, but it's one person every fucking show. Every motherfucking show. My God, man. Every fucking show. I applaud 50 for having enough Stanleys out there to come to websites just to post bullshit. You did you're on your fucking job. Shouts to 50 Cent for having enough fucking fans to just come out here and just do the bullshit. That's good, man.
Oh, God's looking out for us, man.
I applaud
the
that,
Lord
man.
Giveth and the Lord taketh away. It's
yes,
done.
Indeed. Swept away. Good shit.
Hopefully now Kevin Kev back. Wants his reparations. All right. So
he's stupid.
That's what he said.
Oh, shit. His reparations right, so, coming. Ain't they in a box?
Yes.
Shipped out this week?
Yes, yes.
Excellent. All so, right, man. Where were we?
Back.
Where the fuck were we?
Supergroups.
Supergroups.
All right. So with
Slaughterhouse, man.
With Slaughterhouse comes back.
Yeah, they done made supergroups in vogue.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit is it's the new hotness.
The thing is they're making fire shit.
Exactly.
And
everyone can't do it.
No. But here's the thing. All right, Talib Kweli and Mos Def come back.
Shout out to Black Star.
Black
I liked
Star's
them
Black.
The first time.
Then you got Quick and Corrupt. Now, Quick and Corrupt is a weird situation to me.
I'm undecided on that one.
Me too, because when it started, I blogged about it. I said this is one of my most anticipated albums of 2009.
Separately, I love each artist. I love Corrupt. Dude, always have.
The first two Quick. Singles to me, fire.
And then that.
Then that third one. No.
I don't know who did that one. Did Quick do that beat? Or it sounded...
Quick. I mean, it has to be Quick.
It didn't sound like him, man.
Dude, that shit was... Fucking
it was boo-boo.
Terrible.
I wasn't feeling it. So I'm kind of curious now.
So we'll see what happens, man. The return of the fucking super
group. But no, let's just kick around some of the other ones, man. Now, I don't know what constitutes a group. I guess two people, right?
At least.
Anything more than two?
Yeah.
Because you know, T-Pain and Weezy got a an album coming.
Yeah, then you got, I was trying to get a Black Milk. You got Black Milk.
Yeah. Now, that's one I'm looking forward to.
What is it? What's it called?
Let me pull the shit up right here. Black Milk, Guilty Simpson, and Sean Price. And the shit is called Random Acts.
Random Acts. That shit will be fucking crazy.
That should be gritty as fuck. Because, I mean, if you go between the camps there, you might have some... Because Black Milk can supply a lot of the beats.
Yep.
Then you got the Dut Down Camp, who they got their own producers that they fuck with. Then I imagine...
Guilty I'm on a fence with, but, I mean, when the dude spits hard, he goes in.
Yeah. But Sean P and Black...
Please,
they
man.
Bring it.
Oh, my God.
They bring it
what
all the time.
What was that one track they did from... God. Now I can't remember. We have it in the playlist, but I'm not going to fuck with it.
Yeah, man. But regardless, though, I mean, that shit's got some fucking... It's got some legs to it. I can see that shit take... And that's going to be hip-hop purists. That's not... Don't look for that shit on your Billboard Top 50.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that shit is going to be a hip-hop fan's super group. So they're going to feel that. So two questions, man. Is this going to be the next fad? Are we going to be, like, 6 months from now, are we going to be talking about, God damn, fuck these super groups.
Exactly.
Fuck these motherfuckers thinking they can just jump in a fucking... In a little booth and just boom, we gonna make magic.
Right.
I don't know you, never fuck with you, but we gonna come together, we gonna make magic happen.
No,
I'm saying, but it's a possibility. Cause trust me, dude, this hip hop game, man. Now I don't even wanna say fuck. It's fucking you do it, I can do it too. It's a Me Too society.
Everything's
like, Oh, fuck, they did it. Me too. Let's put our little spin on it.
I'm going to do... Oh, they're doing... Oh.
That clip shit, Mr. Me Too. That's what the fuck we live in.
Exactly. Well, can we play that?
I wish we could.
Hey, oh, look. Oh, what do they do? Oh.
Oh, they did
they're
it.
Fucking, well, I'm going to put auto-tune?
My... And everyone says they're going to put their spin, but
their
they don't.
Their own spin. Oh, they and you know what I hate is when you have an album and they say, oh, he's the next... He's the next Biggie. He's the next Tupac.
Hey, let's stop that shit.
Why can't you just be?
So I'm telling you right now, dog, there's a very good chance... In 6 months to a year, we're going to be cussing supergroups. We're going to be applauding the slaughterhouses and the ones that are doing it right. But there's going to be a whole... I think it's going to be a ton of bitch-assness associated with this garbage. So, that's my opinion. Maybe some people think supergroups is going to save hip-hop. I don't fucking
we'll
know.
We'll find out.
But then, also, I want to throw it out there. And the phone lines will be open to the callers once we get shit fixed. Wait till we give y'all the
we
fucking...
We are going to have to take a break in a second so I can fix that up.
We're going to shoot a flare and shit and let y'all know it's all good to fucking call. But who would be your super group? And I got to think on it, dog. Because, I mean, it's been a lot of cats over time. I like, you know what? I would love to hear him on his record or this producer work with these three MCs or whatever. So, in y'all mind, hip-hop fans, tell me your motherfucking super group. Who would it be? If you want to cross coast, that's all good. If you want to stick in one region, that's all good.
Think about it.
Think about the shit. Put some thought into it. And then call us up or get on the chat. Let us know who will be in your super group and why. That's the motherfucking topic, man. Matt getting phone calls. Hopefully shit's about to pop.
I don't know who this is.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Don't play another one of my favorites. All Mr. Right. Pat Piff.
Yes, sir.
It's the Pat Piff show. We done spun him a lot. And he ain't won yet. Hopefully he'll win once so we can talk to his ass.
Straight out of the D. I want to get Pat Piff in studio.
Yeah, this shit's called Work. I'm liking this. You know my name. You got a unique voice, man. Check this shit. Hoodhype.com, episode 91. Yeah.
Ways. I ain't never been in jail. Got a bill in L.A. That's a whole lot of trees, a lot of paper we can make. I ain't got a lot of time. And I got a lot to say that just one song paint it would take. Machiavelli's discography forever and a day. I am nowhere near big. I will never lose faith. I'm just waiting on a turn, blinker on in the lane. It's a game, not a race. Cause I will never finish. So run for your life, but I'm gaining on you bitches. Piff. Yo, I've been trying to write this song for like my whole life. For my whole life, I've been stressed. Why I get so high? And every star in the sky, every star in the sky, say Piff, where you learn how to fly. It's like this ain't night, it's like this ain't night. It never changed, and it ain't about the change of the fame. Not only do they know my name, they know my. Like that, but you know about this. Work, I put it in like it's coming off the bench. No substitute, the original fate. Don't color coordinate, I paint masterpieces. I'm trying to make a statement like a thesis. Needless to say, I am working on the weekends till my hands bleeding. Only cause weeping, getting paper cuts, staying up while you sleeping. Yo, I was trying to write this song for like my whole life. For my whole life, I've been stressed. Why I get so high? life, for my whole life. I be stressed, why I get so high? Man, every star in the sky, every star in the sky. Say, Pip, where you learn how to fly? It's like this ain't nice, like this ain't night. It never changed, and it ain't about the change of the fame. Not only do they know my name, they know my worth. Like everybody else except everybody else. I'm a champion, hit the ball with Michael Phelps. Hit a rapper in the face who was feeling himself. Cause I've been through hell, like the book of Revelations. But you can't tell, you just wanna be famous and claim that you love it. Disgust it, end of discussion. Fuck them, put them on a plate. Get ate like I'm toughness, bitch.
Creek, what's going on, bro?
Man, what's good, homie?
Nothing, man. We chilling, dealing with these technical issues, but we keeping it moving, man. What's good with you, man?
Man, life is great. You know, the sun is shining over my head. You know, I got air in my lungs. No complaints.
No doubt, man. I feel that. I feel that.
B. Sierra Deuce just dropped, right?
Yeah, man. It's out and about, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope you got your copy.
Hell yeah.
You already know. We stay up on all the free shit. We always got it. No doubt.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that, man. Especially when it's good music for the freaky.
Hell yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. So go ahead and fill the listeners in on BC Era 2. You know, what's different that they didn't get on BC Era 1 or, you know what I'm saying? To me, I hear a little bit of a different flavor on her.
Yeah, man. It's a little bit more in-depth. A little bit more structure. I was all over the place with part 1. I got a little bit more. You know what I mean? In a bit of a zone part 2, you know what I'm saying? And it's just good-ass music, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, something you can feel. You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Are you still working on that Brilliant Mistake album coming out? Is it coming out this year?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, shit.
Is, you know what? And I'm going to say that is the plan.
Yeah. No, that's how it all works. Yeah, right.
I'm going to give you that. That is the plan.
No doubt.
Like, I hate to... My man used to say to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to be... You know, I'm working on the album, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and the album will drop at this point. And he used to say, you know, why are you making plans for the album to drop at any point? You know, he used to make a statement like, you'll know when it's time for your shit to drop. Like, it'll go without saying. Like, you'll know. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And I just adopted that way of looking at it. Like, I will know when it's time for my album to drop, and I'm quite sure you will too. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Now, real quick, man, I want to go ahead and address a rumor, man. We got a few people that's up in the chat. And a couple people talking about they heard that you got dropped from the Shady Interscope deal. Is there any truth to that? Is it bullshit? Go ahead and clear the air, man.
This is the thing, man. Like, the day that they hear M, Jimmy Iovine, or Paul Rosenberg say it, then it's true. Other than that, I ain't something to do, man. Like, it's so much shit.
No
doubt. It's all the time. Y'all can go to summer camp, you know what I mean? Go swimming. Like, it's a lot of shit y'all could be doing rather than, you know, running around giving it to these rumors. But, you know, like me, I expect it as part of the game at this point, you know, so
man.
It is what it is.
No doubt.
But,
yeah, no shit.
Jimmy Iovine, Paul Rosenberg, and M said, and 9 times out of 10, it's probably no truth to it.
No doubt.
I mean, in this day and age, man, fuck, I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, it's not, to me, getting dropped ain't what. You know what I'm saying? Not implying that is the case, but I'm just saying, even if it was, it's like, right now, I mean, look at what the fuck's going on, economy-wise. Everybody cutting fucking everything but the fucking, you know what I'm saying, what they view as the fucking biggest meal ticket or whatever.
Right.
So it's the whole fucking the whole world right now, everything's in a fucking recession. People are doing whatever they can.
But look what people are doing on the independent tip, too. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It don't even matter no more.
Fuck no, it don't.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, you got to look at it. You got rappers out here with no deals, getting endorsements, and getting money. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different look. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can get $5 a CD.
It depends on the hustle of the individual. Like, the individual got a team of people that believe in them, and they got some hustle about themselves, such as BGOV.
No doubt.
Yeah, man, make shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. No doubt.
So you've been doing some work with Stat, I saw. You've been putting out some singles.
That's my man, 50 grand, so we always going to be doing work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dig that.
That's my dude, even beyond politics and all of the, you know, the industry, what have you, who are. He's just a good dude, and he's a real individual. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it was easy for me to gravitate towards him, and I identify with a lot of what he got going on in some real life shit. So yeah man, we work, we get it in. You know.
So I asked you before, and I gotta ask every single time we get to talk to you. Is there any plans to start? Because we're talking about supergroups today.
Yeah,
is there any plans
topic
to start a down south supergroup?
Okay.
Any plans for it? Gonna do anything with Stat?
I'll say this, like, you know, we you know, me and Stat hit the stage recently at the show with KRS-One and amongst others, and
I saw the video for that. That was hot as hell.
We got off stage, you know, me, him, and Killer Mike was back in the dressing room chopping it up,
damn,
going over details,
and
trying to put things into perspective. And it's a matter of scheduling, man. Me, I'm gonna let you know, Bobby Creek is all for it. You feel
hell
me? Like,
yeah.
I love hip hop music. I love to get with other individuals who love hip hop and just make shit happen, man. So I'm all for it. It's just a matter of getting the scheduling thing right. You know what I'm saying? Killer Mike working on the Grand Hustle album, of course.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Stat got some things he working on, but you know, like, it's we definitely in talks. I'll say that. I'll say that much.
No doubt, man.
We're going back and forth hard now, like even harder than before. So.
Hey, put me down for a serious cosign, bro.
Yeah,
because I was gonna say, to me, that's like a triple team right there that would be ill as fuck.
Hell yeah, get that shit.
You got
together.
Bobby, Stat, Mike, all cats got lyrics, they all got storytelling abilities, and man, that shit would be ill.
Iron it out, get it good. Come on, man, we're waiting.
I appreciate that shit, homie. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, and then what you guys can do is, and then you guys can merge with Slaughterhouse, and then a West Coast one can start, and we can have like one of like rolling fucking 30 deep.
Fucking EXL.
Everybody gets half a verse for
all
album.
Across the United States. That should be sick.
I would like to take that on the road. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
like,
yeah. Y'all would sell out like a motherfucker.
What happened to the big tours of hip hop? Like back in the day, it used to be so many groups get together and they just, you know, go do shows together, man. Get out and go have a good time. So I would love to, you know, bring some of that back to the forefront. Like, that would be great. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man.
That's the way to go. Did you go to South by Southwest, by the way?
Nah, I didn't get to make it this year, man. I had deadlines and a whole bunch of shit on my schedule. So I didn't get to make it this year. But, you know, next year I'd definitely be in the place.
I feel that, man. So what's the next move? I mean, you just dropped another street album. Is the feature release, is that what's next in the works, or you think there might be another street album coming in between?
I got one statement to make. Like, I still feel like, me personally, I haven't made my, like, I've put out good music and a lot of people have gravitated towards, and, you know, I get, you know, good responses from the people, but I've yet to make that statement. That's, you know what I'm saying? That I've arrived, that statement, as far as putting out EPs and mixtapes or what have you. I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? And I got a bit of a title. It's called The Day It All Made Sense.
Okay.
What was it again?
And,
what was the title?
The Day It All Made Sense.
Ah, got it.
All right, now see, Bobby, I want to ask you though, man, because I mean, to me, dude, you got talent, you got production already. What is you waiting on, man? I mean, because to me, like, when will you know that moment has really arrived? I mean.
When the people say so, like when collectively, when the people are all, I mean, look at the homie Drake, for instance.
Okay.
He know it's about his time to drop an album. Because the young boy's hot. Like, he really doing this, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie Drake, by the way. That's the homie. He just got that look, you know what I'm saying? And he really in a space right now where, you know, collectively the fans are really into it, you feel me?
Drake's
the
hot,
demand
man.
More so, you feel me?
He's hot. I mean, and I feel you on the demand, man. But unless you gonna get on Nick Jr. anytime soon, man. It really, you know what I'm saying? It's
you know, everybody got everybody got, you know what I'm saying, they level of demand or yeah. the level of demand that they expect before they feel like they're in that space to put it out. You feel me? Like,
I feel
he,
you.
You know, he got his market and he got, you know, like, as far as the fans, he was trying to, you know, market his music too. They into it and you know, he's just in a space where it's time for him to put his shit out. Like me, you know, of course, I might have a little bit of a, like, my music is a little bit more edgy
mm-hmm.
at times.
Definitely.
I just know what space I want to be in as far as the man is concerned. So.
No doubt. And I got to respect that. I mean, no one know their music like themselves. I'm just saying, for me, sometimes I get in trouble because I'm speaking from a pure hip-hop fan perspective. So,
yeah,
to me,
I'm
not waiting
that.
On that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got to respect that, too. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely respect that. You know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes I could be my own worst critic. Sometimes I need to hear the shit you're saying. You feel me?
Yep. No doubt, man.
So, I got one more statement, one last statement to make. And I'm pretty sure after this shit right here drop, I will be, you know, very content.
Okay. Now, Bobby, I got to go to this next, man, because I wouldn't be right if I didn't take you to task.
Uh-oh.
Yo, I've been using your statement for, like, weeks, right? On the Eminem shit. You said we was going to hear Eminem in rare form on the relapse. And I was like, you got me geeked, dog. You had me, like, giddy like a little schoolgirl bitch. I'm sitting over here, was, like, just waiting to hear something that's totally totally different from what we heard from him. And then the relapse dropped. And I don't know if you saw the video, man. We reviewed it here. And we got a segment called Bump It or Blend It. And we got a Blend Tech blender. And if the shit don't get approved by the fans, then it gets fed to the blender. And sadly, to say, M got chopped the fuck up. And I was kind of leading the charge on that. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to put it out there. Because, I mean, to me, man, the relapse, I heard more of the same. More of the type of Eminem that I really wasn't a fan of. I was looking for more, maybe more 8 Mile. The shit that you haven't really heard M spit that often. So, man, what's your impressions on the CD? I know it's kind of awkward for you. I know you, I mean, being that you signed a dude, but, I mean, what's your as honest as you can give me, what's your opinion on that song?
That shit's so funny because you, as honest as you can give me.
How's he supposed to speak on that, too?
I know, it's a tough spot.
There's no way he can say
but
anything.
But I got to do it because the fans going, they going.
That's like, I mean, say your boss sucks. Do it. Go.
Like, hey, man, how about them braids, man?
You know what I'm saying? How about them braids? I got to clap that up.
I see him beating Orlando, or y'all think they go? Nah, you know what, man? This is what it is. And this is real talk. Right?
All right.
All right. So, you know, it all. Okay, first and foremost, you know he got two projects.
Okay, I did not know that.
Right? Relapse 1 and Relapse 2. I don't know if you guys are aware of the Relapse 2 project.
I heard. Okay, I did hear a little bit something about the Relapse 2.
Is that
2,
a mixtape?
Okay, cool.
All
right. There is a Relapse 2 project. So he did all these songs, and it just so happens what he gave you first was a little bit more of the safe Eminem. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And now, and the numbers is good. I'm quite sure y'all seen the numbers. The numbers was, as far as politics is concerned, the numbers was
decent.
What the label needed it to be.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, oh, we got to pay some bills. He did that. He fulfilled his obligation. Look, I'm paying bills. Everything's good. Okay, now, let me rant and rave and get on my shit. So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Relapse too.
Bobby, you
see,
good, he's
so
a good man.
He's a good people,
he's
man.
A good
shout
man.
Out to Bobby Creekwater, man. I didn't hear about Relapse 2, though. Is it supposed to be a mixtape?
I heard there was a lot of material that couldn't make it, and I didn't know it was going to be titled already, but I heard there's a lot that he wanted to still get out, but I didn't know what they was going to do.
Like a lot of the songs I heard didn't make part one, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, this shit is, but they were like, yo, we're going to put this on part two, so I was like, okay.
Okay.
When they did Relapse 2, like, then they'll understand. Like, okay, cool. I you know what I'm saying? It's still politics involved in this. It's still about numbers, gentlemen,
always,
to some degree. So he had obligations to fulfill as far as paying the bills over at Interscope, and, you know.
He got it popping.
That's what he do. He does that well, and he did it.
All right.
Shouts to
that.
Bobby, man. That's
Bobby, for keeping it real. All right, man. Well, dude, we appreciate catching up with you on short notice, especially.
Yeah, man. That's huge. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man. I appreciate y'all for being able to, you know, take out the time to interview me, you know.
Always, dude.
That's always good.
We always got time, man. Go ahead and throw your info out to the fans, man. Let them know where they can catch the BC Era 2, where they can stay up on all the newest, you know, the show dates, all that. Where can they find it?
of course, the MySpace.com/BobbyCreepWall. Y'all can, you know, check out, you know, you'll get info on whatever I got going on there. And then iBobbyCreep.com, of course, you can log on there to see what I got going on, past, present, and future, you know what I'm saying, as far as shows or if I'm just sitting my ass in the studio making whatever, it'll be on there, so y'all can check that out. And y'all stay tuned, man. The day it all made sense. Y'all stay tuned. I gotta make my fucking statement, man.
I feel that.
I just have to. So that's when I just went in with my producers and we just started working and we came up with some incredible music, man. Like stadium status, as Kanye would say.
I can't wait, man.
Look forward to it, man.
The day it all made sense. Y'all stay tuned, man.
All right, man.
Appreciate y'all, man, for you know interviewing the kid again. Like I said,
hey, bro, stay in touch, man. Anytime.
All right, family. Y'all be easy.
All right,
bro.
Until next time.
Peace.
Sorry.
Bobby Good Creek, shit. We're getting the Icy Jake right now. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the rebound. Hoodhype.com 91. Shout out to Mac for making that shit happen, man. Use a motherfucker, boy. Hoodhype.com. Just a memory.
That's all she'll ever be.
She had to stay.
I knew that she was falling in love with me. Every minute we spent, she couldn't get enough of me. Fucking me, sucking me, do whatever I tell her to. She said I made her happy being under my umbrella, boo. But I knew that I wasn't cool. My heart was somewhere else when she go off to school. Damn, I just didn't understand. I had what I always wanted right there in my hand. Somebody to hug, somebody to kiss, somebody to love, somebody to miss. But the bottom line is, even though things was working, my heart was still hurting, my soul was still searching, still looking for that one love, but I knew that it wasn't her, so I had to let it go before she couldn't let go of me. That's all she'll ever be, it's just a memory,
just a memory,
just a memory,
it's all she'll ever be,
it's all she'll ever be,
she had to stay, and I had to go,
I had to go,
just a memory,
just a memory.
It's all she'll ever be.
It's all she'll ever be.
She had to stay.
Yeah. Remember them long nights, no sleep, just thinking, just waiting. My time feeling wasted, my hormones raging. I'm growing impatient. She feeling on me and she wanting me to take it to another level. Say she ready and she feeling it. She down to do whatever and I let her cause she willing. Pretty pathetic on my part, I'm illing. I barely even knew old girl and we was chilling. But then it all started making sense. I got what I asked for, but I ain't want this. A little bush, a little brain, a little title for your name. You my girl, I'm your main. It's a foolish little game that we playing with each other when we laying with each other. I knew I didn't wanna, I knew I didn't love her, so I had to let her go like a bad habit. Now she just a memory and that's how I'ma have it.
Just a memory.
Just a memory.
It's all she'll ever be.
It's all she'll ever be.
She had to stay. And I had to go.
I had to go.
Just a memory.
Just a memory.
It's all she'll ever be.
It's all she'll ever be.
She had to stay. And
now I came to a conclusion. It's like now that we over, I know that Jehovah works in mysterious ways and I'm a soldier. And I know that God will show me the truth. May the Lord be with her cause I know she confused. She ain't a bad person. I ain't mean to leave her hurting, but I had to close the curtain on my old lifestyle. I'm paying the price now, but I could be worse off than I am right now. I could've let her on and used her for sex, but that's how you get stuck with a life full of regret. And that ain't me, bro. That ain't what I'm living for. I'm looking for a better route and I can feel it in my soul that I will find love eventually. But until then, all I got is memories. I know I'll find love eventually. But until then, all I got is memories.
Just a memory. It's all she'll ever be. She had to stay. And I had to go.
Yo, that's my dude.
Just a memory.
Icy motherfucking Jake. That's that dude right there, man, representing Columbus, Ohio, man. Check him out at icyjake.com. Before that, we had Pat Piff with Piff for Prez. representing the motherfucking D. Check him out at piffforprez.com.
Shouts to Pat Piff. Don't forget DMB. Do we call it DMB?
Yeah, I think I did. If they was on State Your Biz. That's their MySpace. So go there and check them out. We got Fro on line.
Yeah, shouts to Bobby Creekwater, by the way. What up, Fro?
Fro, what's popping, baby?
What's
good? Shit, man. We chilling, man. We chilling. Missing your ass.
Huh? LL Cool P. They love me. What to do, baby?
Can you turn him off?
What's good?
Hey, man. No, we chilling, man. We looking forward to Saturday, bro. You finally, you crossing that barrier. You joining the rest of us old motherfuckers.
What up?
My players are going to drop. My players are going to drop, man. Y'all better be ready for that new radio-ready voice. You dig?
Excellent. What are you saying? At 30, you drop?
Yeah, my boy's
got a
job at 30,
man. He's silly, man.
Yo, we're bringing the flip cam, man. We're going to see what Fro's been doing on his time off.
Yeah, man, we're getting stupid. Yeah. So, yo, man, what's been going on, man? I know you've been listening to the podcast, man. What's your feelings on Eminem? I had to get that in. How'd you feel about it? Would you have blended it? Would you have blended it or would you have kept it?
Hold on, what you talking about?
No, we blended the fuck out of the CD.
You told me, I ain't catch it yet.
Yeah. We chopped it up.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Yeah, you been busy, I guess. Goddamn.
I'm telling you, man. I've been burning up the Pirellis out here. getting it directly in.
Yeah, so, I mean, all right. So, what's the feeling, though? I know you listened to it.
Yeah, I would say
Boo-boo.
You know, it's not my favorite B-Town album to talk about. That's all.
But then Quit being political, you motherfucker.
Everybody's political, man.
Man, I ain't being political. You take from that. If you know me, you take from that what you need to. You know, as long as this ain't his last album of the year, you know, then I'll just wait for the next one. I'll just wait for the next one.
Okay. Okay.
Let me get my Z share on, and I'll wait for the next.
Ain't you a motherfucker?
I think it's safe to say we would have heard the blender screeching on that one. Yeah, that's no all good though. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Okay. You told me about the blender.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad I wasn't there for that. I would have,
Hey, we bringing it back though.
Fun.
We got Red Method Man up for the challenge tonight, man. After we get done with the podcast.
Did you hear that one yet, Method Man, Red Man?
Nope.
No, okay.
Neither we.
Yeah, the listeners, they gonna get to hear
it. I heard about it. I heard that it was popping, but I ain't heard it yet.
Yeah, quit trying to sway the listener vote, motherfucker.
We gonna find out.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm a listener today, baby. I'm a listener.
Listening to you.
Sure. What else been going on with you, though, man?
Man, you know, like I said, burning up the Pirellis. I've been all over. You know, I can't wait to get off this schedule and get back with the fam.
All right, well, next show is going to be a Saturday, bro. So,
yes, sir.
Not this Saturday.
No, man. Not this one. 2 weeks. That's it. Yeah. 2 weeks, we'll be back. So, yeah, we look forward to getting
Make
you in here.
Flip cam comes, and, if anybody wants to send flicks so I can make a shirt, send flicks.
Why won't they send flicks?
All flicks.
Because they scary, man. People scary by nature. Real quick, let me get your prediction on the finals. Let me put you on. You going to the L.A. boys or you riding with the Magic?
Man, I'm telling you, I was on this. If Orlando wins, I ain't going to be happy because, you know, I think LeBron got a better chance. LeBron and them got a better chance of
beating
handling
the Lakers.
These dudes.
I did too, but after seeing how LeBron and them did against the Magic, they would have got their ass kicked against the Lakers.
That's what I'm saying. Man, that was a meltdown. The first win, he had to hit a buzzer beater. Holy shit.
Without that buzzer beater, they would have been swept. I mean, they would have been done deal real quick.
Yeah, best record. Damn. Woo. Yeah. Well, so we're going to see what this tight shirt wearing dude is about. You know, I call him Colbert McGee.
What did you say, Colbert McGee?
Shoulders.
talking about Dwight Howard. Actually, that motherfucker be wearing the tightest shit ever. You know, Stackhole questioned Greg Oden's sexuality. Dwight Howard be, man.
Yeah.
He got a couple kids, so I know he's shooting straight, but goddamn, his attire be tight than a motherfucker.
Old school? Yeah. Is he going old school?
Yeah, like Miami Vice type shirts.
Tight jeans.
So he in Orlando. He ain't in Miami. So he don't really got no excuse. This shit be tight for no reason. Excellent.
All right, man.
What's going on with y'all, man? I got to know what's good.
Nah, shit, we ain't been doing nothing, man. Staying on this fucking grind, doing what, you know, doing the regular shit, bro.
Trying to see what
happened. Good, I ain't missed shit.
Next, nah.
Oh, we just, motherfucker.
X here. X here. All right, bro. We be with you on Saturday, man.
No doubt.
All right, bro. Tell everybody I said what's good.
I'm out.
All right, bro. Peace.
Shouts to Fro. It's been a while.
X here. Look forward to getting him back, man. Yeah, that Bobby shit, man. Bobby had me dying, man. Now we can reflect on that a little bit. That was a good answer.
Now, he was
that was cool. That was cool. He was political, but not really. I mean, if you read between the lines, the answers are within. He said a lot of what I heard wasn't on the first album.
Dude, what do you think about the whole drop thing? The way he answered it?
Nah.
Come on, seriously.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, shit.
I think he knows he's just trying to
If you heard it from your boss, I mean, you don't get dropped without your boss walking in and saying, hey, you know, it's a done deal. So, I mean, I don't know. But then, like, we were talking.
But, looky there. See? Look, just like that.
But like we was, saying, though, earlier, man, it's like, with Interscope, man, when did they ever formally announce whoever's let go?
What about Joel? What about Busta Rhymes? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, Joel came out and said, you know, it is what it is.
He said it.
And Bobby did. I mean, I don't think he's got no reason not to. Why wouldn't he say it? I mean, if you've been dropped, you've been dropped. He's still fucking with some of the best that's out there by messing with Stat, by messing with Killer. So he's going to have buzz going. So I don't really see what he would have to gain by keeping the shit a secret if he'd been dropped. I think maybe he's heard some of the same whispers. You know how it is. Fucking, you know, working in any office, any company, the whispers is the wind is always blowing.
Yeah.
Birds is always chirping. Somebody always about to get clipped.
How often
do
you hear somebody's been dropped and they haven't been dropped?
No, I hear that someone so it's going to get cut. I've heard that a lot.
Have
been
you?
A lot of companies.
For example,
where
who?
Like,
Peanuts,
so-and-so.
You're not going to remember.
Nah, I'm talking about my private work life. I've heard that so-and-so is going to
I'm saying on labels. When have you heard that somebody might be dropped and then the other person says, no, I'm not dropped, and then they end up being dropped? Mm. Or not. What I'm saying is, how often do you hear the rumor and it's not true?
I'm saying it very well may be come out to be true, which is why, like I said, to me, it don't really matter. And like you said, you can be indie and still make the big move. And he acknowledged that too. So I don't know.
Look,
the dude been straight up with us. I can take his word for what he said.
Yeah.
He ain't giving me no reason not to take his word for it. So
I promise you, man, if Interscope dropped Bishop and if they dropped Bobby Creekwater, I will never ever buy another Interscope album ever again. I will download only.
Shit, dude.
Download only. And that is, honest to God, I will download Detox. I will not purchase that motherfucker. Swear to God, man.
I feel you. They didn't let go of some dudes that have been like
even
some of
Tony
my up
Gale.
And coming favorites. I mean, there's been a lot of good cats that didn't, you know what I'm saying, then gone the wrong way by that label. But hey, it is what it is.
It's
man.
Bullshit how they're handling business. It's bullshit.
It sucks.
I mean, not how they're handling business, how they're treating music. I mean, nobody. Why don't they just fuck it? You know what? In my opinion, and maybe I don't know shit about the music, and I don't know shit about the music industry. In my opinion, it would be like, let's just fucking, let's take one for the team. We're going to fucking take one for the team in the name of quality and good creative content. Fuck
just
it.
Just to put it out there.
Just put it
just
out there.
Just to keep the brand looking like it's strong.
And put out, and don't just let the artist go fucking crazy. Let them go crazy. Fuck marketing. Just let them go crazy for one album.
I agree.
Let 50 put out one album. With fuck record sales. Just put out one album. Say, we'll push it to the fullest. One album.
Why not keep your artists and cut their budget back and make them, you know, maybe not buy the 30 grand beats and buy shop from some of the other producers that may not be charging that much and
well, I mean,
lower,
but that's,
cut your costs.
That's going back to the interview with MC Search a while back when you were talking to him. I think it was just you or both of us or whatever it was when he said the people that are at the top are there for a reason. You know, some of them are there for marketing reasons.
That's
but
all
the
they
people
do is
the
think
top,
big though. But you can make money by going small. You can play small ball and win. You ain't got everything. Ain't got to be a home run.
If how you often play do you hear right? How often aside from the obvious shit, the Soulja Boy, the OJ, the Juice Man shit, aside from their production, how often do you hear a beat on a mainstream album where you're like, God damn, I could have done that beat so fucking easy? I got a beat that kicks that beat.
All the fucking time.
When it's not a bullshit down south piece of shit, like fucking.
All the fucking
really?
Time. Dude, you don't understand.
I'm talking quality
it's a
shit.
Lot of, no, I'm
talking about an album that sold records.
No, I mean.
Like. Were you, have you listened to that?
Now you're diluting the argument. You saying by a major artist. I hear bullshit on major artists every album.
Well, I'm saying like
hear,
for people.
I hear shit. I'm like, they paid
could you
money for that?
Do you know, would you have taken Eminem tracks, the vocals from that, and put them on some indie producers and said it would have beat out the track that he had?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Music
in my opinion,
it?
Yeah. But okay. To me, his subject matter, I guess some of his shit maybe needed to fit some of that kooky, goofy shit, so maybe he needed some of those type of beats. I don't know.
Yeah, but, so, I think it's Pat from Detroit Rap in the chat saying Black Milk.
That's it. Shout out to Black Milk. Yeah. I see. I mean, now Black's a dude who can go with some eclectic sounding beats. He can go different with it, real different.
Yeah.
Why ain't M reach out to there?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Snag something like that. I guarantee it wouldn't have cost you what Interscope was paying for music. Well, they's paying for beats.
Yeah, but how much is a Dre beat? 500 grand or some shit? 200
grand? Of course, I mean, he signed to the label, so I'm sure it's a different arrangement. But regardless, I'm just saying, yo, rethink their philosophy. Everything ain't got to be the same. You ain't got to use the same recipe from the 90s or from
exactly.
early 2000 right now. Rethink the game.
Just
the
take
problem
it back.
Is, them fucking labels are so bloated with fucking just front office bullshit.
Yeah, administrative.
That they have to sell huge just to fucking pay the bills.
Just take it back. Exactly. Take it back. Don't you click that track yet, motherfucker.
No, go ahead.
Take it back.
I'm getting ready, bitch.
Let people... Look at that trigger finger. Look at him. He's getting ready. Uh-oh. No. Take it back. Let the motherfuckers get creative. Pick anything they want. Period. Regardless of price, beat-wise.
Yeah.
Just
that
say...
That shit will open the whole game up again, too, man, because you got the fat cat producers then got comfortable. I can tell you right now which
yeah.
producers have gotten lazy. And they've been stuck using
right.
the same sound for like 3 years. It's a ton of them at the top, dude. They still caking in money, ain't changed their
Neptunes.
Sound. Beats is whack now. Yeah, I mean,
just take,
it could go on. It's a lot of cats. That
just say,
like,
look, unlimited. Not don't say unlimited budget. Say for production and creative wise, you can do the fucking. It's the gates are open.
Motherfucker,
do
like
whatever
Joe
you want.
Budden will tell you right now. There's living proof right there that you can make a hot ass album beat wise and production wise. And I guarantee Joe didn't spend no more than like 15, 20 grand.
I'm not feeling all the beats on his album.
Not all, but it's good.
Oh.
I mean, shit. I mean, fuck. Whose beats? Who album do you feel every beat? I don't feel every
yeah,
beat on
true.
Anybody's album.
What I'm saying is they just need to say,
but
do what the fuck you want
the classics,
creatively.
Blast the beats out, man. Them dudes do work.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they get it in, man. So
let's hear some more high
yeah,
beats.
Let's keep it going, man. It's Thad
the
Williams.
Winner of the most
Thad's back.
Thad's here, man. Hoodhype.com. Most hated. This track is called
Thad
Haters Music,
Williams.
Man. Hoodhype.com, episode 91. We get in the stash box when we come back, man. Peace.
I appreciate it. Congratulations, hey, you've been nominated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, the salutations, don't keep the people waiting. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. I see you talking. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. They say see, they hating, they hating, they hating. I see you talking. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. They made me do it, spitting this hate of music.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. They say I'm foolish, the truest, the way I spew it. They don't want me in that new whip. They want me driving the Buick. I rose about the sewage, the proud and the fewest. That ain't got nothing to do with me, really, cause I ain't losing sleep. Who is he hating, man? They speaking so fluently. Ain't worried about sticks and stones that won't ruin me. But every fan I lose is cool, I gain 2 or 3. Something to say for people who love dissing me. Thank you, cause all that means is more publicity. So all that nonsense you heard, keep going. It's nothing like that word of mouth, free promotion. Oh. Congratulations, hey, you've been nominated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, the salutations, don't keep the people waiting. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. I see you talking. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. They say, see, they hating. They hating, they hating, they hating. I see you talking. Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating. Now let me get specific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
guess it's an epidemic. Uh-huh. Negative, pessimistic, scared to test your limits. I'm the man in the cag. My plan of attack is to keep them shining till they have a panic attack. This is what they say, I really can't stand them. He whack, homie, please, like I care if you a phantom. Black, how y'all manage to act? I put them all in their place. Look at them, hoping and wishing I fall on my face. If I fall on my face, I'ma call it a day. Promise just like that, it can all go away. But that's quite far-fetched. I guess that I'm a target. It's probably cause they starving and I'm enjoying my harvest. Yeah.
Congratulations, hey, you've been nominated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, the salutations, don't keep the people waiting. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, you're the most hated.
Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating.
I see you talking.
Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating.
They say
see, they hating, they hating, they hating.
I see you talking.
Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating.
I guess I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. I catch 22. Look, I don't got a front. Somebody talking down. That's everyday news. Ever since I debuted, homie, I paid dues. Individual, you follow the leader, I make moves. All the ridicule I use for fuel and stay true. Pray to Jesus, stay the brave truth. Go to war with these haters, I win and they lose. Ain't got tired of the same old guys and they lame folks. Why wave high like a mano? Why? See why you keep looking at that in this moves? That's the reason why your situation hasn't improved. Congratulations, hey, you've been nominated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, has the most hated. Hey, the salutations, don't keep the people waiting. Hey, you're the most hated. Hey, you're the most hated.
Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating.
I see you talking.
Hey, they hating, they hating, they hating.
Yo, feedback like a motherfucker on that joint, man. People was kind of iffy on it, man. I saw a lot of Dirty South beats sound the same. Some people were saying, you know, they was liking the lyrics, but they ain't like the beat. People was comparing it to Shawty Low. So that's the problem, man, that the South is kind of caught in on some levels. You got people like Bobby and Stat who won't hesitate to use a sample. So they can, a lot of times, stand out. And they don't do original beats every time. But you got a lot of people like that that do nothing but the keyboard shit and, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
It's just good feedback, though. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt.
For the artist,
no
for Thad or whoever, you know, from. It don't really got to be the South. It can be the fucking East Coast. Some people think East Coast tracks sound the fucking same sometimes. So, it's whatever. But if, you know, if you're hearing that, maybe you know that you got to change your shit up a little bit and tweak it.
No doubt.
Do something different. But nonetheless. Thad Williams information. Let me run them down. www.itsthadwilliams.com. Columbia, South Carolina in the building. I ain't never been there, though. Never been to SC. I heard they don't like my kind down
there.
Where
is it?
Much. South Carolina.
They don't like your kind? What's your kind?
Don't be dumb. Especially after the last show. You already know what it is.
I think you're racist.
I'm not. How the fuck am I racist?
Because you always want to talk about that shit.
I'm not. No, I'm just saying. I just said I've never been to South Carolina. Have you been there?
You hate
trying to make conversation with your punk ass. Have you been there?
You hate on me and you hate on Eminem. You hate white people. It's cool. Jeez,
I hate on you? All right, man. South Carolina. You been there, motherfucker. Ever. No? Okay. Moving on. It's all good.
Fuck you, Major.
You're a bastard, man. You're a fucking bastard.
Yeah, anyway, we still got one more track before we...
Yeah, we got Night People coming up. That's with Arab Black.
All right, sorry, my bad.
He's part of that, you know, part of that the track right there. He's featured on it. So we got that coming up. Then we got Cash Klepto, who's the winner from episode number 89. We got that one coming up.
Yep.
And then we get into Blend It or Bump It.
Yes, sir.
I cannot wait. I heard just snippets. So I'm going to be a first-time listener just like y'all. It's...
If you
totally
get a chance...
Unbiased. Go ahead.
If you want to get another special... Oh, shit. If you want to get another special snippet... Go to www.amazon.com and look up Blackout 2.
Why you say that for?
I don't know. I guess we're going to be playing it back.
Yeah, we're going to be... Yeah, why the fuck?
Look.
Dude, you fucking...
If you're listening to the podcast, you got to make sure you get on these live shows. Fuck you. You got to make sure you got to get in these live shows, man, because you get to vote to see whether this shit gets blended. If it doesn't
shot
get...
Shot you four times.
I want to put it out there, though. If it doesn't get blended, we do have shit to be blended.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. People don't blend just for the sake of blending. I mean, for real, bring your hip hop critic to the shit, please.
No doubt.
I'm pleading with y'all. Because I don't want to get a reputation for just being, us, all they do is blend shit. You remember how Star and Buck Wild, that one time they just had a hammer and beat the fuck out of everything, no matter whether it was a good CD or not. They just...
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. I ain't trying to be that hater. I love some shit.
We do not.
We're not Byron Crawfords here. We actually like the music. No bowl.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Yeah, no
shots
bowl. Fired. No bowl.
Duck and run.
Yeah. No bowl. We don't.
No bowl.
No bowl.
No bowl. Play it fairly. If the CD's hot, then
yeah,
we blend
man.
It. All right?
I love shit. I
we
actually
will blend
do like
something.
Life.
If it doesn't.
There's a lot about life I like.
What are you worried about? You worried about bowl?
I ain't worried about fuck a bowl. I'm talking about, I'm not worried about life. I like life. I don't hate everything. There's shit that's in our culture, hip-hop music, that I love. I love a lot of it. So, that's all. Trying to clear it up.
I don't love bowl.
Something I do love, Halle Berry's ass. And why was Jamie Foxx all up in it?
Oh, man. She was grabbing him.
Did she grab his penis?
Yeah.
She grabbed his penis, like on stage. Like,
yeah.
In front of everybody, like, yeah.
Where'd you see that at? That was on Superficial. I saw it.
Shout out to Sincere. He sent me the link.
Oh,
Sincere.
It was, oh, yeah. That was up on Real Talk NY.
I mean, yo, he, like, I mean, he was palming that shit basketball style.
No,
like,
grabbed.
I'm about to slam dunk this
shit. He squeezed.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, while we talk about asses, stash box motherfucking time.
Penis.
Yeah. We done waited too long, and I'm drinking too much Sobieski. Shout out to that, too, by the way. I love Sobieski. That's my new favorite vodka for the price.
And I love this fucking megaphone. Let's see what's in the stash box.
Yes, do that. Kevy Kev, you got a point, man. Your theme song idea is a good one, man. We might have to roll with that one.
What's that?
That 187 proof. Shouts right, to the motherfucking bay.
Shouts to Major for... Oh, man, I just stepped in some beer that was on the floor from Overspill, dude.
Did you? Uh-huh.
Shouts to Major for picking up the bill on these bitches.
Yeah.
What do we got?
I don't
it
know.
Looks
how,
like it,
it
says,
looks like it says Hoe Garden. A garden of hoes. Ain't that a beautiful thing? A garden of motherfucking
hoes. Let me show
hoes.
It to the people.
Yeah. I think it's like Dutch or something, or German. But a dude said it's pronounced who. Who garden. You tell me that don't look like hoe. Tell me it don't look like hoe. That's hoe. Hoe garden. Yeah, the price is something crazy. But, yo, the thing is, though, he said, you know, one of our favorite beers is like Blue Moon. You give me some fucking Blue Moon with a slice of orange or any type of citrus, Blue Moon is like, to me right now, probably my motherfucking favorite. But dude said this is better than Blue Moon. That's a big statement. Now, the price ain't better. In case y'all wondering, this shit right here is running about $11.50 for a six-pack.
That's
a little
$2
bit on the high
bottle.
Side. That is. And Blue Moon you can get for,
$2.
What, $7.99? So, Hoe Garden, if y'all listening, Hoe Garden, if you're listening, you might want to rethink your price point, man. It's a little bit expensive for the average cat, and we are in Michigan, and we just lost our auto industry, so we hurting right now. Who calling, man?
You know what?
What's that?
I just missed it. Fuck. Oh, no, I didn't. Hang on.
Yeah, let's see who that is. But no, I'm ready to crack
no,
open.
No, I didn't. I missed it.
Oh, okay. Yo, where's the, do we got the twist off?
We ain't got twist off.
Not twist off, but that's what I'm looking for.
Where'd I just put that thing? I'm all over the place.
What you looking for, your beer?
The Hoof Garden.
The case? Right there. So.
All right. So it's from Belgium.
It's Belgium.
The original Belgian white beer. Oh, Belgium. This is white beer, dude. Oh, this is going to be good. Let me get that bottle opener.
In Bruges.
Did you mix it? Did you pour it in your Hood Hype official glass?
Yeah, let's do that. The glasses that we can't send
yo,
to any of y'all.
Yo,
we talk about it.
Except for people who beat me in the weight loss challenge. I ain't saying anything else. So, check it out. We're going to check this beer out. While we're doing this, I'm going to tell you right now, we are getting t-shirts printed.
This
and we are getting
like,
glasses made.
Why don't you stop saying that shit?
It's happening.
We look like liars.
I am not lying. It's happening, dude. I swear to God. It's this week. By the next show, I guarantee you, I can't promise the glasses, I guarantee you we will have shirts, a couple to give away, and more to sell. Ready?
How your shit? Your shit look all flat.
I poured here? It differently.
Oh, you poured it pup style?
Yes, sir.
Like a waitress?
Yes.
You little bitch.
Fuck it. It smells delicious. I get
it. Dude, I ain't going even front, man.
All right, man. Here we go. Whore Garden. Oh, goddamn.
That's good material.
Oh, yeah. You know what this should taste? Hold on. You know what makes it taste good is the Hood Hype glass. Hold on.
Nah, dude, that's some mellow fucking... That's... Wow.
There is zero bite.
That's some premium material, bro. That shit.
That's the shit.
I ain't gonna even lie. Dude said it beat Blue Moon.
Whole Garden.
Yo, man, we can't get on love from them, man. We keep calling that shit Whole Garden. Company want to hear about
shit,
this
is hip hop. If you say there's a beer, if you say this is hip hop, man. If you say there's a beer called Whole Garden, motherfuckers are gonna buy that up quickly.
I tell you right now, you could get a garden of hoes to drink this shit very easily.
It's gonna be a big nut bust.
Yes, indeed. I kid you not. Yo, shit does it right.
Woo!
That shit mellow. Sobieski and Whole Garden. Y'all get that? Y'all get any party cracking for $20? Y'all spend $22 and y'all get it right. You get a fifth of Sobieski, which I'm telling you, if y'all haven't tried it yet, you need to. It's the cleanest vodka you're going to taste for that price,
no doubt.
Period. It's in the same league almost as a Grey Goose. I had to reevaluate last episode. I said it was better. I tasted both recently. Grey Goose is still better. But okay. Goddamn, I mean, I'm telling you right now, dude, for that price, you can't beat it.
No doubt.
And this is an expensive
beer.
Don't
freeze it, by the way.
But if you're going to go expensive, yeah, the freezing ruined it. But if you're going to go expensive with the beer. Get your six-pack, a Whole Garden. Sobieski for $11 and yep. Goddamn, you got shit popping.
You want to impress your office friends? Get some Whole Garden.
Heck yeah. That too. If you want to really impress them, get Sobieski and pour it in a goose bottle. They won't know the fucking difference. Right now, I'm about to jump to this night, people. Yeah, this shit is, yeah, this is like hip rock. This shit is grit. It's angry.
Love.
I love this shit. This is nasty. My love this joint, man. Put out Doc Comics at 91. Yo.
What's your MO? I'm from the days of Contra and Nintendo. Intellectual monster on espresso. My trauma harm and it's all from manifesto. I feel like I'm in an 80s movie that's about the future. Under the clouds is fuchsia. I see colors when I hear the beat bump and I'm in deep cover. Let me say peace to my brothers.
Peace,
from another mother. I'm undiscovered and stubborn. A Superman lover with a rubber. Wouldn't you like to know how my life goes and hear me brag about guns, drugs, and nice clothes? I'm on a road to nowhere. Destiny is bullshit. But I know I eventually could flip my leg. Can I live? Please let me do me. Well, you do you, so go fuck yourself. Future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You employ, you toys, go screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay. Future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You employ, you toys, go screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay.
Beyond doubt, it's reason able. We here to save you and believe the fables. Stay true, ghetto life, grim dream. And stolen cable. Take you on a visual thrill ride. I'm still fly like a bird out the cage, dude. Click, flash, and frame you. Picture that. Blicker black. That cat will entertain you. Came through, stink attitude. I rank high. Rhyme with a skyrocket latitude. A lot of jewels lit in my path. Binary spitting on math. Y'all are just dumb as death in the crash. Last with 10 first out the class. 5.0 GPA at that. Real era black and steadfast. Black out on beats and beat that ass. Future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You can pour new toys, don't screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay. Future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You can pour new toys, don't screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay.
Juiced up, running the relay. Ben Johnson, bending tracks to steel circles. Toss cursing. He's sounding his theme and rain the greatest verbals. Canyon ditches can't possibly hold the grand total. As I'm thinking, the scheme of things seems to favor me. Charles Bronson, they actually pulling the Gulf of Tonkin. Substitute words for bombs in the industry for a cruiser. Our submarines spit torpedoes and sink losers to the subterranean coals where humans cannot scuba. And Davy Jones locker, you'll rock with the raw sewers. I swear that this is a hell of a movement. Everybody keep talking about where the past is. Fucking with little future we might have. Up to the point now where in the class kids debate whether our history's better for burnt ass. A more suitable doctrine is stationed behind glass. I think that constitutes us speaking on your behalf. On some future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You employ, you toys, go screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay. Future noise, rude boy, humanoid. You employ, you toys, go screw. You annoy my whole crew, told you. Don't do what I do, only say what I say, okay.
That's that hip metal. Grittiness at its finest right there, man. Woo! Feeling that joint, man. Night People. Future Noise, featuring Era Black and Steadfast, man. They representing that Boston all day. What was it? And he got Atlanta, Atla, Massachusetts. So Atla. And then Georgia, D.C. They all over the fucking map, man, basically. Check them out at SocialiteSounds.com. Yo, that's that. Yo, dog. That's that fight music.
That shit.
It's whatever.
My bad.
That shit was evil.
You're not saying that should have been on the Fight Club episode that we had last time. That's some music. It just make you want to go sock somebody in their fucking face just for looking at them stupid. It's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you don't look right. Bah. That shit is evil.
That sounds
dog.
Like something Fro would do.
That shit crazy. Love that music, man.
Bah, bah. Sorry.
What's good, man? We got him on the line?
On the line, yeah, man. Cash Klepto straight out of Seattle, Washington.
Cash
what up,
Klepto,
Cash?
What's popping?
That was good, man.
About time we got you on here, man. You've been on a few times.
Been on, yeah, man. Got on for my last song, Another Mountain, man, back on for Hennessy.
Heck yeah, no doubt, man. What's going on with you out there, man? You way out there in the West. You guys, what, 3 hours behind? So
3 hours behind, man. Yeah, it's still nice out here. Like 90 degree day in Seattle, man. We don't get much of these.
Ooh, 90 degrees, really? Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit. So y'all got the chicks out there probably dressing crazy.
You know.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
Man, I'll tell you what. Seattle on Hood Hype.
Yeah, they've been
Seattle.
Yeah, they've been getting it in lately.
Seattle in Ohio, man.
And they
runs,
been, they fans
hype.
Be voting.
No doubt.
Yeah. That's good
man.
Shit.
Seattle got them fans behind us, man. We just trying to get our name on the map.
I feel that, man.
It's about fucking time, man. Get that rock and roll bullshit out of there for a minute.
Yeah, so yeah, tell me about Seattle, because for me, man, I done had a misconception. I didn't talk a little bit to the last couple people from Seattle that we had on the show. But I always had this shit like it's like I think Seattle, first thing that come to mind is like Starbucks and then the fucking the Space Needle, but then I'm listening to your track and that's like some gritty some street shit, man. So what's it really like there,
man? It's a huge misconception. I mean, they see what they see in the movies on TV and everything, but I mean there's a whole nother side to everything, you know. You guys know out there, I mean, like it's a side no one talks about. They used to Nirvana, Jimi Hendrix, all that, but
exactly.
I mean even the rap that comes out of here, you know, they heard Mix and everything.
Yeah, no doubt. Know?
So, I mean, it's just a whole new breed of artists coming out of here, just, you know, trying to do their thing, trying to keep it real, you know, get the people what they want to hear.
Tell you okay. What, though, man, a SpongeBob SquarePants video, man.
You stupid.
I mean,
shit. So, man, so Seattle, like, what's like, I know every city, basically, I don't care where it is, as big as it is, every city got its spot. So what's the, you know, what's the hood spot in Seattle? Is it a certain side of town or...
Man, there's everywhere. I mean, I lived all over the place, but I mean, where
okay.
I'm really from, you know, South End of Seattle.
Okay.
You know, I got people all over there. I mean, a lot of people, if you really talking about, like, the hood part of Seattle, they'll tell you, you know, the South End,
okay.
You know, the Central District, all that. You know, you got a couple people, you know, who fuck around in the North End, West Seattle, all that, you know.
Okay.
So, wherever you go, you're going to have people that, you know, hold it down. But,
Yeah.
As far as, like, what I'm doing, man, I fuck with the East Side, I fuck with the South End, and, you know, it's all good.
Okay. Now, as far as being out there on the West, man, do you guys get acceptance or respect from, obviously, the most famous West Coast rap scene is, you know, in California, particularly L.A.? You know, have you guys been getting acceptance? You know, have you reached out that far, or are you still trying to basically, like, you know, conquer that market in Seattle first and then reach out?
I mean, we do. We get love, you know, for the most part, wherever we go. We try to do our thing. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of artists out here, they do look at us as a West Coast town. But, I mean, I'm saying I look at it like a whole different region. You know, I don't want to, you know, try to gain love off of what Cali has already done or what anyone, what the Bay has already done. I'm looking at it like a whole new movement, like a Northwest movement. So.
Okay. Now, so what's the sound? Because on Hennessy, man, to me, that sound almost like a... I mean, you had, like, the Chop sample in there, which is kind of, like, reminiscent of the South. What's the average, you know, not, I don't want to say average, but what's the typical Seattle sound? If you had to describe it, what's Seattle sound in hip-hop? Samples,
sound,
original?
What the typical Seattle fan I say listen to is more real conscious rap, real, you know.
Okay.
Something, I don't know, I was on here last time, you know, a lot of people gave me some shit because I said, like tree hugger rap, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sounding like... I don't know, real, almost positive, trying to talk about a whole lot of political issues, but I mean, it's still like the streets. That's still got, you know, got to be represented.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Man, I got to be honest, though. When I first heard, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I just heard it click. Man, when I heard it, I got to be honest, I judged the song immediately. That song, Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It took me the second time to actually pay close attention to what was being said.
It was like
in the
three
video.
Separate stories in there.
That shit, yeah. That song is hardcore, dude.
It is.
There's a reason why it won. So when we play it, you got to listen to the lyrics, listeners. You got to make sure you listen to the fucking lyrics of this song. Don't judge it immediately based on the chop, you know, because I jumped to conclusions immediately. I was all right.
Well, yeah. But listen, man, real close. I wanted to make a point. You know, if you hear my mixtape, it's real. It's real, real commercial. You know, it's real radio friendly, you know, everything. But I mean, I had to make sure that I left something, you know, for the real hip hop heads out there so they could really get involved with that.
Okay.
Now, is Star Power, is that the mixtape or is that an official album?
That's a mixtape. The official album's not coming until a little bit later this year.
All right. Okay. Cool,
man.
Go ahead and tell the people where can they look for the official album. You know, who's going to be putting that out? You going to be doing it yourself or?
Completely independent, man. Completely independent. I'm going to be putting out myself. They should look for it near the end of this year. I'm working on another mixtape that's going to come out mid-summer. And the album should be out by the end of the year, man. I'm just trying to, you know, do my thing, get my name out.
Good shit, man. We applaud that. Always keep it independent to me. I mean, because, I mean, that way when it, you know, when it finally pops, you're going to be in ownership of all your own material. You ain't got to answer to nobody, so that's the way to go, man.
Let me get $10 at me. Exactly. If you can sit back and get 10 bucks per album, hell, shit.
It's well worth it, man.
Fuck, I'd sell $1,000 at $10 an album. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Well, go ahead and announce the track to the people, man. Yeah. Let them know.
Man, it's Hennessy. Make sure you pay real close attention. Make sure you get on that internet. Google me, Cash Klepto. Just make sure, you know, look out for me because I'm coming, man.
No doubt, man. We appreciate the time, bro.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Be easy.
Much love.
All right. Y'all heard it there. Cash Klepto. Winner from episode number 89, man. Doing it big. Representing Seattle once again.
Yep. Listen to the words, man. CashKlepto.com.
It's a good track, man. HoodHype.com. We'll be back for Bump It or Blend It. Time to get it set up, Mac. Get the shit going, baby. HoodHype.com. Yeah.
All he wanna do is be a thug, making money, hang with a gang of fellas selling drugs. Stay fitted with a weapon set on everything he loved. He a rider for his section and stressing that he a blood. His mama was a dope fiend, she never really bothered to try to raise a son who ain't never met his father. All the anger inside and animosity hard, but I guess it made it harder for him to find a job. Cause yeah, he just chill with his man in the plot to get rich, and they roll up a blunt at the top on the fifth, talking about money that they ain't gonna get. Cause when it comes to grinding, never been about shit. Told his man until the day the Lord go and decide to take my soul up. I'ma put a damp on my hood, stay pop on my gun, be smoked on my throw up and be.
Old and never thought the world would ever feel this cold. His daddy was a crack cannon, so we had to go. Now his mama's getting raped and she addicted to blow. A bunch of random people was in and out his house. Mentality of a boy, so he don't know what it's about. But now he's getting older and no longer afraid. Realize what's in his face and he's ready to grip a cage. Motherfucker that's on his mom. Hit him with the chrome, be a killer cause now it's on. Fuck another life because he always fell alone. And if anybody wanted, they can get it cause he's gone. Off of that shit that made him a beast. Far from peace cause his home is the streets. Nobody left cause the love is deceased. Ain't no bag and no weed that can ease all his needs. So he's
that
was meant to last forever. Looked it in the eyes and said, until death we will be together. The undying affection that I have for you should show this. Chose to remove the Trojan to feel each other the closest. Within a few months you could see that a life had started. It's not as well concealed as the secrets that she had harbored. The father couldn't see that deep inside she was bothered. He too busy counting the kicks from his baby daughter's soul. She from with a smile when they go in the shop. They ain't gonna need any clothes that they got. Drowned in pressure and feeling consumed. Killing a baby that's still in the womb. In an E to the daily, deep inside she bleeds. Knowing that the baby they conceived, they'll never really even get the chance to breathe. Cause she's been
that joint right there, y'all. Serious fire. Nah, that shit fitted out like it was supposed to. We slipping over here.
Yeah.
Oh. My bad. You good? My fault, man.
So shouts to Cash Klepto, man. Random Acts. Hope you guys checked out the words to that shit.
Two-time winner, man.
No doubt.
That dude. Seattle backing him for sure. I mean, shit, with that kind of support, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully shit'll, you know, work out in the right direction, especially with the full album coming out. Hoping, you know, I wish him all the fucking success.
No, shouts to Cash Klepto, by the way. I fucked up.
What's
I
happened?
Said that, you know, I was talking like we hadn't had him on before.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
And we had him on.
He's a repeat, man.
No doubt.
That shit don't happen often though, man. I think
it's hard to keep track.
I don't know if we've ever had repeat.
Yeah, we have several.
Repeat winners?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had repeat, but I can't remember talking to too many people twice.
Yeah, no, that hasn't happened.
That shit's...
So shouts to Cash Klepto.
Yeah, that's a big shit.
CashKlepto.com, make sure you check it out.
Hell yeah, man. Time for the rundown while we set shit up for the fucking Bump It or Blend It Challenge. The Exile Experience, myspace.com/TrueExile, representing Atlanta, GA. He had the track called My Way. Then we had DMB, Real Rap, representing the motherfucking D. Detroit, Michigan in the building, myspace.com/StateYourBiz.
What up, though?
Go there and check that out. We came right back. I think I might be getting out of order. But anyway, we had Pat Piff with Work, representing the D as well. Piff for Prez. Go there and check him out. Another Detroit artist. Then we bounce down to motherfucking Ohio. Columbus, Stand the Fuck Up. Icy Jake once again. 4 or 5-time alum. We done spun him. I don't know how many times. I done lost track, but just a memory. He keeps making good music. I'm going to keep spinning.
You know, albums of music.
No doubt, man. We love your whole collection. But no, Icy, I got to say, bro, you need a hug.
He does, man.
He needs some TLC.
Yeah, man. Help the dude out. Pause.
I love his music. It's dark as shit. I can relate to a lot of it, which is kind of sad for me. What's that say about me? But goddamn, it's a lot of alcohol, a lot of anger. But it's good shit, man. Icy Jake. Then we bounce to Thad Williams. Hater Music, Columbia, South Carolina, in the motherfucking building. It's ThadWilliams.com. Go there, check him out. Night People, representing Worcester, Boston, Atlanta, Georgia, D.C., wherever the fuck. They all over the map, man.
What up, Worcester?
Yes, Socialite Sounds. They had a track called Future Noise with Era Black and Steadfast. That was that angry joint, man. Just want to smack motherfuckers in their face.
You're
no
an evil
reason.
Motherfucker.
I do, man. Bring the camera on Saturday. We might get retarded. Do something dumb. I'm not even a violent dude, but that song just brings like anger. I like that joint. Cash Klepto featuring George Zelaya, Hennessy. Check him out at CashKlepto.com. He's doing it big for motherfucking Seattle. Two-time winner. Two-time.
That's look at there. You shit. Go right there. Two-time.
Yes. Big ups to dude, man.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, it's time, man. I can't wait, dog. This shit, I had fun last time, man.
Whoa, you had fun blending the album?
Yeah, I did.
You're an evil man.
Hopefully they won't meet the same fate as M. Hopefully their shit will get approved and we'll be dangling it from the fucking wall. Who knows? Who knows? Y'all decide. That's the beauty of it. Y'all decide that shit, man.
It's so good. We're cutting the podcast.
Yeah, podcast is bye-bye.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It was nice knowing
you. Time to call it a fucking day. We'll be back in 2 seconds for everybody that's up in the chat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me fuck with it. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, it's hip hop standing out. Black milk just gave that bitch mouth to mouth. Brought it back to life off the hospital ill. The industry owe me got hospital bills. Or I can take it hostage in a bag.
Hoodhype.com. So these three killers from the rhymes to the white, I ain't gonna.